He's speaking about the stage of Asakti now. On this stage, it's present very unprecedented and beautiful at the time of Asakti. The sadhak becomes very eager to obtain the worshipable object. He cannot rest in one place. From his bhajan kutir, he comes and comes out, sometimes he goes in. All the time he keeps wandering in eagerness. If he sees some Vaishnava, oh, my life is successful, he says. He has deep Shraddha, faith, and deep attachment, love. He asks him several questions regarding spiritual matters. If he sees some speaker of Bhagavatam, he begins to inquire from him with eagerness. Oh, you are so scholarly person. Just by hearing one shlok about the sweetness of Krishna from the 10th canto, when he is defined, when he is made to hear the definition of this shlok, 10th canto and Ras Panchadhyay, one chant, Savkahamrita, Amritam, Sattadivanam, this shlok, o'clock, he begins to manifest ecstatic symptoms in his body, and he begs to hear one more shlok. All the gopis have been left behind. He has taken Radha and he gives these descriptions. He begins to shed tears of happiness, bliss. Then these are the symptoms of Asakti. Somewhere, sometimes, he develops some feel some dejection in his heart. He goes to the association of the saintly person. And when he sees them, he says, "Oh, my life is so successful. Here, Bhagavad Katha, Hari Katha is going on. Sitting here sits on the saintly person. He hears Harikatha and just like from Mansarovar, from the Himalaya, there are thousands of rivers emanating from this lake, Mansarovar. Similarly, he becomes completely absorbed. All this Harikatha is flowing in thousands of directions and purifying all the places. Just like by the flow of the river Ganga or Yamuna, all everywhere is lush green. Similarly, his heart also is filled with so much bliss and happiness by hearing this Harikatha. Then he says, "Prabhu, you what is the medicine for?" Please give me the medicine that I should be able to cross this material ocean of birth and death. Please show any instructions to cross this ocean of birth and death. Sometimes he considers himself very fortunate by hearing instructions from the saintly person. Sometimes he serves the saintly person and hears Harikatha from them. The asakti in his heart, when the sadhak had asakti in his heart for the desire, object of his worship, he travels there, he moves inside, outside, Varsana, Govardhan, Vrindavan. He travels to all these places very restlessly. We have seen the Goswamis that how they were also wandering, traveling all the places. In other saintly persons also we see these symptoms. Where to go? What should I do? Where should I go? Where should I go that I will be able to find Krishna? Where can I? Will I ever be able to attain Sri Vrajendranandan? His mind is restless. Why? Because he is not feeling good about anything. Oh, except for Krishna, he finds nothing faithful. Wandering in the forest, he keeps wandering in the forest, different forests. Sometimes he has darshan, a glimpse of Krishna. And then he thinks he sees some deer. Krishna-sar deer means one bad deer which has accepted Krishna as his soul and soul. If he will come near me, then it means Krishna is merciful to me. And if the deer goes away from me, it means that Krishna has gone away from me. That Krishna is not merciful on me. So like this, all the natural movements of the birds, animals, insects, etc., he imposes, or he sees in them also Krishna's mercy everywhere. He searches for Krishna's mercy in all living entities. That Krishna's mercy is coming to me. If the deer goes away from him, he says, oh, Krishna is not merciful to me. If the deer comes to me, then Krishna is merciful to me. Like this, in all living entities, he is searching the mercy of Krishna. Translation by Damodar Maharaj.
Let's not speak about Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami.
Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, Srila Gaurakishore Babaji Maharaj. They were never able to stay stationary in one place. In Vrindavan also, there's not a single place where they have not visited. But they are not able to attain any peace. Where should I go to attain Krishna? What should I do? Oh, Mahaprabhu is very wonderful. Maybe I will go to his place. There Krishna I can attain very easily. Like this, this eagerness of the heart, he goes to Navadvipa. Gaurakishore Babaji Maharaj enters near, he attains the association of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he enters a toilet like this, wandering all over to attain Bhagavan, Shri Krishna, somewhere. He goes to the villages of the Braj and small children, Brahman kids, if he sees them who are playing, he remembers, he asks them, oh, son of Sanandan, Sanatan. He is considering them to be son of Sanandan. I will be able to attend Krishna? Will I have his darshan? The child may be with broken word. If he said no, hearing this, he becomes greatly distressed in heart and laments, starts to cry, oh, I will not be able to attain Krishna. And if the children see that, oh, the Baba is crying, he says, oh, Baba, you will have. Then he begins to dance in ecstasy. Sometimes he becomes very indifferent towards everything. Quietly he goes to Bhajan Kutri, he chants, or begins to think, meditate. How they attain Bhagavan? He has no other thought in his heart. Eating, drinking, sleeping. He has no such desires in his heart. No such needs now. Where should I go? What should I do to attain him, Krishna? Even he has forgotten his daily needs, taking bath, eating, drinking, everything he has forgotten. Some members ask him because, but he's trying to keep his moods secret. Okay, I will speak a little Hindi also. Hindi. Hindi is more understandable. Wait, very sweet, I don't get to eat.
What do you think of their religion? They are so innocent in Krishna. Just be calling Sanat Babaji Maharaj. He could not stay in one place. He was always moving here and there. And finally, he thought that the Mahaprabhu would go merciful. So he came up with Ravan and went to Gandhari. But even Gandhari could go merciful in so many places. Sometimes in the bathroom, before sent here and there. Then they hear a Saki, the devotee moved. It's like a madman. He sees a scroll walking around the boy, pointing it up. And he asks him, what's an answer, Ananda? Will I get Krishna today? And if the boy says, no, then the devotee begins crying, laugh, laugh. And if the boy laughs, oh yes, you'll get it. And then the Saki becomes happy and dancing. Sometimes he goes to his mother's room here. He cannot think of anything else except Krishna. How I eat,
Mad. The neighbors, they, when they see all his activities, they think, that he's lazy and he's foolish. He has no brains. Maybe he is suffering from mental disease. Maybe he's crazy. The Mimamsas, they think he's foolish. Mayavadi will take. There's no time to be fallen. No, he's not doing any task, no job. He doesn't speak anything about the scripture. He is fallen person. Those who are offenders towards the Lord, they consider him to be duplicitous and proud. Somebody considers him fallen, somebody considers him lazy, crazy. They don't know the glories of the devotional service of the Lord. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he saw Jagannathji, he ran like a madman to touch his lotus feet. All the big pandas, scholarly people who were there, could not understand these moods of Mahaprabhu. There is a stick there to move the people. It will not hurt. It will not wound a person. So they were just about to hit Mahaprabhu. Sarva Bhattacharya said, oh, these symbols are not visible in very high devotees also. Where did this move arise from in him? And they removed. He was the chief among all the priests there. He removed all of them from there, and then unconscious state, he took him in his arm. He understood that he is Bhagavan. This all he also could not understand. Such a devotee is very rare to see in this world. They are karmakushal or advaitwadi. They are very expert in the worldly matters. By their intelligence, they are able to calculate on material, that in material matters, on material scale, what they can understand about the such exalted moods of the devotees, because they themselves are in illusion. Those who have attained autopsy, they consider them to be in illusion. That's why only a devotee of the Lord can understand. They are also not ordinary devotees, not all ordinary people. Those who have attained the stage of bhava, only such people can understand the stage, or who has attained the stage of asakti, they can understand the mood of other such devotees. If we think, we might think that, oh, is it bhava really his mood, or he is imitating? We also yet have not firm faith that maybe he has attained such high mood. Only a jeweler knows the value of a diamond. General people do not understand the value of a diamond, they do not recognize the diamond. Only a devotee, a person who has attained prasakti, only such persons can understand that he has attained the most worshipable Lord, and he has attained the state of sakti. He is life is successful. And for the devotees, nobody can understand such moods. These people,
asakti
Bhakti is like a river of fame, and they fall in this river, and they manifest different moods and proceed towards the wealth of fame, towards the ocean of fame, this river flows. Hindi word.
Yeah. Harita.
Bye.
Krishna ke vishay par
aiming Krishna as the aim and object, attachment towards Krishna. His heart is desiring his suffering from, desiring to suffer or serve or have darshan of the Lord. This name is Rati. Another name of Bhav is Rati. This Bhav try to understand. Sat, Chit,
Anand
is the Swarup Shakti's budding stage. Budding stage. It's not fully blossomed. It is completely, it is in a budding stage, beginning stage. This is the Bhakti creeper, the Kalp creeper of Bhakti's flower, it is known. It is very rare. Eternal effulgence and even moksh, yoga, tapasya, jnana, etc. It becomes meaningless. All these. Even moksh becomes karma, of course, what else you want, karma, etc. Even moksh becomes faithless or useless in this stage. Even an atom of this stage can remove the entire ignorance from the root. From the root, all the ignorance is removed just by its atomic association, by its atomic. Madhusudan means Krishna. This flower of Bhav can, this fragrance can attract Shri Madhusudan or Shri Krishna. It gives an invitation by the fragrance of this flower. It gives an invitation to Shri Madhusudan, Shri Krishna. What to speak in detail by Bhav? The heart becomes completely melted. And the heart is completely softened. The early Sadhan Bhakti, the heart begins to melt. In Asakti, the heart begins to melt. What it means, the melting of the heart? The tears go from the eyes. All the aesthetic symptoms manifest in one's body. This is the symptom of Bhav. In Bhav, the Chit, this is Shuddha Sattva Vishesh, it teaches the stage, the condition. This is the ray of Prem. The sun of Prem, ray it may be called. This Bhav, this Bhav, Rati, Prem, it is the Snehe, Mantranay, etc., Rag, Anurag, Bhav. This is the budding stage of all the higher stages, Snehe, Mantranay, etc. Like Madhavendra Puripal is described as the bud of Bhakti Lata. We see in Mahaprabhu Sampradaya,
Ekrakari Sarvacha Mahabhava Sampradaya.
this very high stage of Mahabharata, the Bhav must understand to be the budding stage of fame or Mahabharata. These two, Prem Sureshapa Sabhat and Ruchi Vishish Nyaprit. These are the two Tatas selection, Tatas symptoms of Bhav. And this is the son of fame. Ray. What means Shuddha-sattva? The potencies of Ladini and Sambit. It is, these potencies are implied in them. The main is Haladini Shakti is prominent there. And also, but Swami Shakti is also present there. Must understand this properly. How Krishna will be attained?
Krishna
towards Krishna and favorable disposition towards Krishna. Through this bhav, the heart has melted, softened. This is called Bhava Bhakti and the Swarup is Shuddha Sattva Visheshatma. Shuddha Sattva means there is one Mishra Sattva, mixed Sattva. There is one is Mishra Sattva. The conditioned soul is Mishra Sattva. And the liberated soul is Shuddha Sattva. Krishna and the associates in Golok, they are all Vishuddha Sattva. Shuddha Sattva means Bhagwan Swarup Shakti. By saying Shuddha Sattva, Bhagwan Swarup Shakti, its function of self-manifestation, understand this more clearly, properly. Swarup Shakti is, its function is Samvid Haladini. Along with this, Haladini is more prominent. Mahashakti is present there. But Haladini Shakti is prominent amongst all these two potencies. Haladini Shakti is presiding it is Radharani herself. Shuddha Sattva Vishesh means Samvit and Haladini. These potencies, the mixture of this is, this is in present in the associates of the Lord, Subal, Sata, etc. Yashoda Mother, Nanda Baba, and the Gopis. Amongst Gopis, the topmost Radharani. She is Ladini Shakti herself. By giving pleasure to Krishna, she is bringing Krishna under her control. That are meditating on Krishna, meditating on the gopis, or
your call is this.
So we heard how the Kali, the reality of the Mayavadi, and the ordinary person, having criticized the devotee in the realm of the Shakti, the most degree of understanding of the devotee in an even higher level was reached the stage of Bhava Bhakti. Goswami has given the definition of Bhava Bhakti, but really, only a high class Madhyamani Kami can really understand it. And as those who understand theoretically only two or three as well have achieved that Brahma. A devotee can say to Bhav is always restless for the answer of Krishna. Therefore, that Bhav, another name is also Rati. And this is like a bud for the flower of presence. First of all, we should understand that Bhav is like a wish of living vine. It's very hard to understand the external symptoms of a starting in the state of Bhav. What to speak of the internal symptoms which we cannot see. First we should understand what is Sudhisattva Vishesha Bhav presence from the Amrita Sambhava. That through Shakti made of Sat, Chit, and Ananda. And this will be explained later. Therefore, Bhakti is like a kalpa, a wish of killing vine of devotion. And this Bhav Bhakti is like a bud that appears on that vine. So this Bhav Bhakti is very rare, Moksha Kadua. It has the ability to dispel all types of ignorance and it also manifests all Satyan within the heart. This Bhagavad Bhakti attracts the being of Sri Krishna himself, Sri Madhusudha. And Sri Thakur Bhaktivinoda and Sri Bhaktivinoda have described very nicely how a Sadhak and a Sadhya Bhava may have doubts of Krishna for only 1 second, then he disappears again. Then when the Sadhya Bhava, the heart of the Sadhak completely melts, and we discuss the three types of Abhilash, experience of the Sadhya Rishi. So, we have several symptoms we can see in the Sadhak's body, in the form of tears flowing from the eyes, the choking of the voice, and the after the suffering bar. Therefore, the Guru Goswami has described to the Sadhavi Sheshatma, Shreyam Suryam, and Sandhivar. This Bhavati is the first ray of the Sun of Prema. And this Bhavati is the scrap of all systems, of all stages which appear after Bhav, beginning from Prema, Nayaman, Pranaya Rag, Anurag, etc. This Bhav is the sprout of all of them. Just like Sri Madhavendra Puri, he described to me the sprout of the bush fulfilling tree of Brahma Bhakti in this world. Then Sri Madhavendra took that and distributed it everywhere in the form of Sri Madhavendra Bhakti. Therefore, this Sudhasattva is one. This Bhav Bhakti has both Siddhartha Lakshan, external symptoms, and
internal
symptoms. Therefore, the external symptoms we discuss, the internal symptoms is the heart of the mouth, with the desire to perform a several which is favorable towards Krishna. What is Sudhasattva? This Sudhasattva is the sprout of friends. It is the essence of Sandhik and Lagini Shakti. The essence of those two qualities, of course, Sandhik Shakti is also there. When the essence of the Sandhik and Lagini Shakti mix together, that is called Sudhasattva. And even among Sandhik and Lagini Shakti, the Lagini Shakti, or the first human quality, is prominent there. So the truth of Bhav is what? Sudhasattva Visheshatma, the essence of Samhit and Lagini Shakti. Therefore, we should understand what is the meaning of Sattva. Sattva. Sattva means existence. In this world, which is mixed with Maya, Sattva Guru, Rajagun, and Kalagun, that is called Vishwa Sattva. The Mukta Gurus, the liberated soul, they experience only Sudhasattva. This world is made from the three modes of nature, and it obviously experiences that. The liberated soul experiences Sudhasattva. which is beyond mind. Thus, depending on the Bhagavad, they experience a special form of death, which is called Sudasatva Vishesh. Sudasatva. So, this Sudasatva is really the essence of Krishna's own Suru Shakti. It is Swapaka Samyabriti. It is a self-manifest function of Krishna's own quality. Therefore, of these three, Vaini Shakti is called the Mahashakti, and the residing deity of that Vaini Shakti is Radhika herself. So this Surasatva is the essence of Sankrita, the Vaini Shakti, the essence which appears in the heart of the eternal Radhika of the Vrindavan, like a shallow boy, like a gopi. And the mantra gopi is constantly strongly manifest in Srimad Radhika. The consciousness of Vaini Shakti is always complete Krishna and the essence of the devotee. So the devotee in this world, under the guidance of the eternal Padika, and always thinking of their mood towards service to Krishna, by their grace and their mercy, that we do the sattva from their service to enter the heart of the sun in this world. But in this world, there is only two or three who can really understand what is wrong. I'm speaking of Krishna Parashakti. From low kindness, Sadhguru kindness, and maybe Kali.
Our father is the bhav of heavenly bhav of Sandhin Shakti.
Sambit,
what means? Sambit means knowledge. Bhav. Knowledge means bhav.
Seva Sandhini is Bhutya bhav.
The more sweetness you have in this attitude towards service, halakhi means that bhav should be blissful, pleasure giving. Then the essence of all these qualities is residing in the eternal associates of the Lord. By bhav, they are giving pleasure to the Lord and themselves also attain bliss. This is Shuddha Sattva Vishesh. By performing bhajan under their subordination, it is described. Dancha means under their subordination, guidance, remembering Krishna, meditating on Krishna, by their mercy, those bhav manifest is infused in the hearts of the sadhak practitioner, that is called bhav or rati. Tomorrow's program.
So, this is the meaning. What is the meaning? That is jnana, which is bhav. So in other words, which holds our relationship with Krishna, that is called sambit shakti. That person by which we know Krishna and Krishna knows himself. But that bhav is really full of ananda. That ananda is called bhavini shakti. So when the essence of this sambit of bhavini shakti, that is always around the eternal subject to see Krishna. That the Vaini Shakti makes Krishna and all the devotees happy. And the devotee, by always remembering the eternal subject of see Krishna, that bhava is in the heart. As it says, Krishna's transcendental subject, that he is on the cross. Always remember Krishna and especially the devotees who serve him.
Yes, what?
He's there.
Adam,